Okay. First of all, it's a gewaltige schuss that the Elam is here. You know, I always tell you from Abu Yashif, this is the perfect example. You raise your stock. Right? You remember that, right? When you do something good, the Elam remembers that with the Kaddish. See, my shiris have shot with the cup. Abu Yashif said that there was a guy that once he was noble. And he was a younger man. He went away with his wife to Haifa. And he found out there's a minion close to where he's staying. Because he had to say Kaddish his mother. So Maisa, once he got there, it turned out the minion wasn't available. So he ended up never. Closest thing was like 40 minutes away. He had to take a cab, cost him hundreds of shekel. For him, hundreds of shekel was like, if I bought a bus, thousands of dollars. So when he got back to Yerushalayim, he's misupik, you know, did I have to do that? So he had a shayach, he said, Rabbi Yashar, he went into Rabbi Yashar. He said, Rabbi Yashar, goes up to Rav. Was I in mechuyif to do that? So Rabbi Yashar said, no. Go back. The Rabbi Yashar said, well, you should know. Amamish mekana, that kaddish you said for your mom. Wow. Now you start feeling good again. So not only am I kaddish that, I'm kaddish for that kaddish. I'm mekaneh every kaddish you ever say in your life. He felt embarrassed. Rabbi Yashar was telling him. Rabbi Yashar told him, he said, when a person comes up with Achamei Besim, maybe she gives you reward, right? A lot of times the mitzvahs are very easy. And I always tell the guys, Pesach now. When I grew up, Pesach was the food was pretty stinking. Today, Pesach, you put on a couple of pounds, Pesach. When I grew up, there's been potatoes with lady fingers, you know, lady fingers. Now, there's a whole tumor of brachim, like I say, make no more. Mishana Briyas, there's no parach to make. This is air with no taste. Well, I said, as I got older, then they came up with the chocolate rosemary, Swiss chocolate parach, Chol Yisrael, Kosher Pesach. That was my Mishana. Yom Tov L'Rabon. The whole Pesach, you had matzah with lady fingers, potatoes. My mother would make matzah. My Mishana, nothing. Now you go to a hotel. Yeah. Oven. You have stone oven pizza. Okay. Whatever you want. How does the Eibishter to measure schar mitzvah? Well, it's very easy to do a mitzvah. So Yashiv says, listen to this, Rebel Yashiv, says he takes the hardest time it was ever for you to do that mitzvah. And then every time you do a mitzvah, he gives you that schar. You show him what you're ready to do for the mitzvah. So the Eibishter takes the hardest time, that tefillah b'tzivah, that one time with mamish murder, and now every time you dive in tefillah b'tzivah, you get that schar. You raise the stock value of every single. So he told him, you just spent for what for you is thousands and thousands of dollars to say one kaddish to your mother. Now every kaddish in your life is worth that. Unbelievable thought. So I'm saying, so now you took a seder sheni, nobody's learning. And he said, now you raise the value of every Seder Sheni, you know, the whole year. It's Marduk. I'm a Kani. Mamish Makani. Okay. I'm going to tell you a fascinating Medrash Pli, Parshas Vayelech. This Medrash was mischadish to me last year. But it connects to Sukkot also. This week is Parshas Vayelech. The Vayelech Moshe, Vayedaber Sadvom Meila Al Kol Yisrael. So the Medrash brings down the famous Medrash with Ben Zoma, Ben Azi, and Ben Pazi. This is found in the Ksenis Tashbis. This is as all the members of Ben Zoma. There's a bunch of Midrash Pli with it. There's a Parshas, the famous one Parshas Trum, which I often tell Leila from the Ksai Sefer. So he said Ben Zoma, Ben Azi, and Ben Pazi. Ben Azi and Ben Pazi. And Zoyma says, we learn that from Vayelech Moshe, right? She was shpizim boyim l'sukkah. The only yom tov we have with the shpizim, Avraham Yitzchak Yankov, Moshe Aaron, they said the David, the Shai, the Shlomo, who you put in there, who you put first. They come to the Zohar. From here we learn. From Vayelech Moshe we learn that. My Shemitah was after the Sukkot, was after the Dush Pizim. What's it doing there? That's the first thing. So that's Ben Zohar. Ben Azai says, I learned another Sukkot. Didn't have Vayelech Moshe. I learned that Sha'atzai Sukkot, Asun Kosher. That the walls of the sukkah also bound on, you know, the whole week and all he was doing. That's the second thing we learn out of the Vayelech Moshe. The third, Ben Pazi, doesn't learn out sukkahs, he learns out some Christmas. Al Zer Somchu Rabbonon, Shemekifin, Sefer Torah, Va'achon Shochat. That we go around with the Sefer Torah, the last day of sukkahs, we keep on going around with the Sefer Torah. This is, we learn it from this book. What's the Zach? Is the Gemara in Tainis? By the way, this another Chelik of Medrash, please, why I'm here. So it's going to answer that also. I wasn't feeling well today either. So I could have easily texted back three, right? Could have texted three back. I'm not up to it. And I would have gotten away with it, for sure. So the Gemara in Tainis. The Gemara is up to Tainis. The Gemara has a kasha from two psukim. Romi. It's two psukim. One pasuk says, Hoy kol som el l'chul amayim. Somebody who's thirsty, should go to drink. Go l'chul amayim. Right. The other pasuk says, L'kras tzomei heitiv mayim. You should go greet the person who's thirsty, you should bring him to water. The more kindness is asking a steer. Do you bring the water to the guy who's thirsty? You bring water. Obviously, we're talking about Torah. That's the Gemara. That's the whole Agdom of the Gemara. We're talking about Torah. So the Gemara is up to Azay. Answers the Gemara. If it's a chosh of a Talmud, then your food samayin is sechel. Then taki, you go to the Talmud. We got so many tonight. Bimlav. And if it's not if it's a special Talmud hogan, then if I can't, call so many luchulamai. Now we have all our kashas to answer. The concept of English is answered. First of all, the answer is why I'm here now. The Rebbe said, why are you going? Because she knew I was lying down. I had a bit of headache. I very rarely have a headache on a time. Do this time, I have a headache. I said, yeah. She said, maybe call them, do that by phone. I said, I'm coming. She take the Gemara. Talmud Hogan. How could you have more Talmud Hogan on a fast day? It's coming, learning second Seder. Is there a Gemara on time? So I have to come to you. So she stayed. I'm keeping the Gemara. Talmud Hogan, you have to go to them. So she stayed the Gemara. So that answers the Medrash clearly why I'm here. Now let's get to the Medrash clear. Everybody asks, what's the Vayelech Moshe? Vayelech Moshe. No, never uses the Losh of Vayelech Moshe. All kinds of Pshat of Vayelech Moshe. Some learned that he was Nistim of Menemayim, and Shachoch, like Rashi is Mashna. Because Fakir, the Pashas Kisisa, it says that Moshe, also the end of Sefer Shmois, Moshe planted his tent, right? And anybody who had a question would go to Moshe. Isn't that what it says? Perachlam and Bezer and Shmutz. Anybody who needed Dvar Hashem would go to Moshe. As they stayed in Post. So here it seems to be Fakir. Vayelech Moshe. The Post here says, Mufurish. That anybody who's seeking Dvar Hashem, yeah. Moshe not oil. Moshe planted his tent, that was oil Moshe, and anybody who wanted had to go Mechutz L'machla to the oil. And over here stay, Vayelech Moshe. That's Pshat in the Medrash Kli. The Medrash is being oimed that something switched. All along it was Fakir, all of a sudden now it's. That's a Medrash Kli. The Medrash is Mami saying the Yisrael of the Gemara times, I hope. Because if you go earlier in Parshas, in last week's Parsha, you remember the Pasuk when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Hayom Hazeh Niyyeh Sola'om. Remember that Pasuk? Everyone remembers the Rashi on that Pasuk. Hayom Hazeh Niyyeh Sola'om. So Rashi says, I heard. Rashi brings on a pshat. What's pshat Hayom Hazeh Niyyeh Sola'om? Shamati, Zot Rashi. That day when Moshe gave the Sefer Torah to Bnei Levi, Bo call Yisrael's name Moshe. They all complained to Moshe. So, you're giving it to Levim, you're giving it to your Shevet, what's going to be with us? Atomashlit, as Bnei Shetel Malam, the Yerbilon Amochor, Aloy Lachemdit, the Lord of it. They were scared that by Moshe giving the Levim to hold the Sefer Torah, then later on Levim will tell Klaiz or Kultu, you don't have Shachas to. V'somach Moshe. V'omar ayoyim azen yisrael. Moshe said, now you got it. What's the pshat? Because this wasn't a likely thing to happen. What's the likelihood that that shaved lady is going to come to Klai Yisrael after Moshe's left and say, hey, you have no shaykhs. Come on. It's not going to happen. Klai Yisrael, so much they wanted the Torah that they were afraid. You know, when you have something that's very dear to you, you're very afraid to lose it. If you, Nishmish, the feather over here, this feather. No, okay. Something, big deal. You lose it. Something is very dear to you. You're worried. You're worried about losing. The fact that now, today, class all of a sudden got scared they're going to lose the Torah. And she said, oh, Hayom Hazeh Niyyeh Sola'om. Now you became the people. Now you knew you. And that's how Rashi ends. Hayom Hazeh Niyyeh Sola'om. And Meili says, now you talk Ahoy. Ruyim. So Mamish comes out from Rashi. That Christ or Mamish Steigdois this last day, and they became the Talmud Chacham. So now Vayelech Moshe. Now Moshe went to them. Because that's the more time. So, Kol too, we reached that day when we reached the Spitz level of Abba Sater. Moshe put his tent, we had to go to him. Kol Tzomei Lechulamayim. But now I am as any ace along. Vayelech Moshe. Now Moshe went to them. The whole year, we have a Kabbalah to the Rabbom. We have to go in our own ways and try to seek out Rabbom, the others. Moshe, you might say, But if you're in Kippur, where Gans Klais will become Mamish Kibaloch, we're totally clean. That's the Yom Tov of Sukkot. We're Klais or Mamish Nikiyim. So we become the Spitz Talmud Chacham. Now these Spitzen come to us. So if the Medrash Vayelech Moshe, if Moshe did it, the Spitzen also. That's the marker to the Spitzen. That's the first mandat. That's been saying. Then Azai comes and he says, I have a cash. We know there's a rule. Tashmishe Mitzvah is Zorak. Normally only Tashmishe Kedusha have Kedusha. Tfilin. Even Tzitzis doesn't have Kedusha. We don't treat it with Bizoy. It doesn't have Kedusha. That's the Chumit. Tashmishe Mitzvah, Tashmishe Kedusha. Tashmishe, a Lulav, the Minig is people keep the Lulav, they burn it with the Chumits, but you can take a Lulav, put it in the garbage pit. It's a piece of Mitzvah. You wrap it up, you do it nicely. Doesn't have any Kedusha. But Punkt Sukkos is the only Tashmishe Mitzvah we have that it gets mamish to as like Kedusha Beis HaMikdash. Kishen Shechal Shem Shemayim al HaChagiga Kachal Shem Shemayim al HaSukkah. Why? Why does the Shechinah come into this thing? Vayelech Moshe. You can't shat the Sukkah Asur. That's why not the Sukkah also. Yeah. The reason why the Atzei Sukkah is also is because there's Ashros Hashchina in the Sukkah. Why is Ashros Hashchina in the Sukkah? More than any other mitzvah we do, because Sukkah is the one with the Talmud Hogan. When we're Talmud Hogan, it's Vayelech Moshe. The Shechina comes into the Sukkah. That's why the Atzei Sukkah. Now, lastly, normally you're not allowed to be metal to Sefer Torah, Shalom Tzerach. Take a Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah, you take a Sefer Torah. Now let's not take a Sefer Torah. That's why it's even a Shaila, if there's a Simcha, take a Sefer Torah to the Chosna. We spoke about the Shaila. Right. It's all Shaila in the Poiske. Right, now it's not metal to Sefer Torah. All of a sudden, Simcha's Torah. Take a Sefer Torah. Mach Klebedik. 3 hours, take it, dancing around with Sefer Torah. Same Terrence. When you have a Talmud Hogan, the Yontif of Sukkot is the Yontif where we are the Talmud Hogan. So there the Sefer Torah comes to us. That's Makoy Mishal Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is not more than Moshe Rabbeinu. You understand? And that could be would also answer the Shita of is Aruch HaShulchan, other place. Can an older person sit during that conference or they should go walk outside? Because you're not allowed to sit with the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is standing, you have to stand. So it's Aruch HaShulchan, also Chiddush Din, that it could be on Simchas Torah, that when the Sefer Torah is going around, it's called Makoy Meshul Sefer Torah. It's not like a Sefer Torah Chufunka. It's Makoy Meshul Sefer Torah. I'm Taka Mekel, young people, of course, I don't understand. But if you have an older person here, Taka Mekel. But the Pshat according to this is, that's all the Vayelech Moshe. That's where the Sefer Torah belongs. Makoy Meshul Sefer Torah. Anyway, Hatzlach.
The person that he has the mitzvah, which he has not